This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program here tonight in the studio. It's Ian, Matt, and Joe. Phones are open. If you want to join us, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features on the site, and they are free. Download archives, interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, and so much more over at freetalklive.com. In the last hour, we were talking about the death of the Queen in England and the general just lack of humanity that these politicians and royalty people have because they are just psychopaths and or sociopaths in search of power over other people. We gave some concrete examples with the new prime minister in the UK basically just coming right out and saying she's totally ready to drop nuclear weapons on people and has no real concern or feeling in her mind as far as or soul, if she has one, as far as what that would do to her. She didn't care. She didn't even acknowledge the idea of having feelings surrounding dropping a nuclear weapon. So this is the kind of people we're talking about here. And unfortunately, to go back to what Nolan was saying from the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire earlier, there really do seem like people who want this. There are a lot of people who love politicians, and they just trust them, and they believe in them. They don't trust the other party's politicians, but their party, they trust in them.
I don't think they do.
Really?
Well, I don't think they trust in their own. They just trust in their own more than the other parties.
Okay, well, I mean, you heard the applause for that woman when she was talking about dropping bombs on people,
There was like 2,000 people in that audience, and I heard like 40 people clapping to that.
I've seen, you know, debates with Ron Paul in it, and like the whole, like half the crowd is Ron Paul supporters, and they tone down the, you know, the audience mic.
Yeah.
Sure.
So,
yeah, that's true.
You know, they turn it up when another candidate is...
Somebody's voting for these people. Ron Paul didn't win the primary, and he didn't even come close, right? So somebody is supporting these other people, unless you want to say it's all a scam, the voting thing.
I think it is absolutely a scam.
Yeah, I believe so.
Ron Paul was filling stadiums night after night after night, and somehow he couldn't win a primary.
They're coming from everywhere, though.
I came up to New Hampshire to watch the recount, and I saw those boxes come out, you know, unsealed, not opened up in the public. Mm-hmm. And John McCain's, you know, there was a stack of ballots in every box. Right at the end of every count, they'd go over them, and it was all the same. Looked like the same handwriting, the same quick check mark, and it just seemed
John McCain. You said
this was for the recount for John. Kucinich, right? He paid $2 million for a recount. No, this was 2008.
Oh, okay.
And when I witnessed the recount, I was watching it for the Ron Paul votes. Mm. And what I noticed is that John McCain was stacked at the end of all these counts in the ballot boxes.
Yeah.
And
you know,
I was not surprised.
For all the evidence about the whole voting thing, I mean, look, there's no doubt that the voting machines are questionable. They're Dominion voting or whatever. It sounds like it's tyranny, right?
Put in by Sununu or the father.
Or whoever it was. I don't know who is in charge of this Dominion thing. I've heard rumors about it, but regardless, let's just go ahead and say, okay, fine, the votes are all a scam. That whole thing is BS. Well, my eyes don't lie, and I saw what happened during COVID. I saw people doing exactly what they were told to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that.
Lockstep. Right and left. And all over the place. It, at some point, must have been 80 or 90% compliance, if not, you know, higher than that. And even here in the so-called live free or die state. Now, it's gotten better since that time, obviously. Now it's more like 10% of people are in the streets with masks on. But the fact that so many people did what they were told tells me they want to be told what to do. They feel comfortable being told what to do. I wish that weren't the case, but that's just the reality of it. So what percentage of those people supported Ron Paul doesn't matter because they were willing to do what they were told to by whoever the politicians of the moment were. So it's hard to feel optimistic in general for people. And I'm an optimist. Like, I'm somebody who believes that we have a chance to change things,
yeah.
and we should work towards that, and, you know, risks will be taken, and it's not going to be an easy road. That's, I think, why a lot of us are in this, because we do, you know, you wouldn't move to New Hampshire if you were a total pessimist, right? Like, you wouldn't,
no.
you wouldn't join the Free State Project, join this migration of libertarians to the same place if you thought it was going to fail. I don't think, generally. I think you have to be an optimist to be in this
movement. You believed in it enough to get here.
To like pick up your life and move somewhere. That's a very high level of, if not optimism, belief of, at the very least, there's a chance.
Yeah, some people have walked here.
That's true. Yeah, one guy walked across the whole country.
For Liberty by Will, I forget his last name.
Will Buchanan.
Buchanan, thank you.
Yes, I followed him every single day. You know, I was watching him every day.
It was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Where he walked from, like, Oregon.
Yeah.
The coast of Oregon.
Yep.
All the way to the coast of New Hampshire. I don't remember how many months it took him, but, man, he went through a lot of pairs of shoes.
He did, 30-40 miles a day.
Yeah, it was an amazing thing. So, there's no doubt about the commitment of the people here, but the average person, not so committed. And that's why this whole migration thing is such an important thing, to bring people together who feel similarly about liberty, who want to actually achieve liberty in our lifetime, because there's just not enough of us out there to make a difference anywhere. If we can carve out one little area of the country or one little area of the world here for ourselves, then I think that'd be the best we can do.
I really believe that New Hampshire people, even non-free staters, are coming around to these ideas faster than ever. And that you see them. You see the reports the Democrats put out, the mainstream media. The free staters are winning. They're taking over. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Let's panic, panic, panic. We got to fight them now. Well, that just shows that we're winning.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they've got mailers coming out. They're putting big money, lots of time, lots of money into attacking the free staters.
What a waste, too. What, they waste so much money attacking us. Like,
they spend so much money on our campaign ad. They're on our campaign, you know, our publicity.
Yeah, they're just doing us favors at this point.
I think it does. I believe that stuff helps the free staters.
Absolutely.
Because I do agree with you. I think the mentality of the New Hampshire person generally is a more freedom-oriented mentality.
Yeah, and if anybody that hasn't come around yet and they know free staters here in the state, they're coming around now. Like, oh, yeah, they're not bad people. They're mm-hmm. actually good people. They want to help. They're actually, like, you know, walking the walk that, you know, what they're saying they're doing, and it's true. And I think these locals or people had just moved recently that are not free staters, they are coming around real quick. I believe it.
Yeah, I appreciate your optimism. And, you know, for all of the things I said about people during COVID, I think what we couldn't determine, like looking around, it was really depressing seeing so many people being obedient. But what we couldn't determine was what percentage of the people who were in masks were doing it because they just wanted to be left alone.
Right.
A lot of them.
There's a lot of those people out there. They didn't want to piss their neighbors off, and they just wanted to go shopping without having somebody bother them.
Or get along.
The fear of losing your job, I think it had to do with a lot of people wearing the mask. So, like, mm-hmm. imagine if your boss, like, saw you not wearing a mask at the store. Right.
Yeah. If he's
the next thing you know, he or she is going to fire you and be like, "Oh, you're a risk to our workplace. We need to get rid of you now mm-hmm. because I saw you without a mask." Like, I could see that a reason why people are just so in fear of their economical freedom.
And you know, a lot of that's backfiring at this point. There was a lawsuit against a hospital in Chicago, like a major hospital in Chicago.
Yeah.
And because they were requiring the jab for all their nurses.
Yeah, well, that was here in New Hampshire, too.
It was all over the country.
Right.
But what happened with the suit?
The one in Chicago, they ended up settling it out.
Ooh.
And the part of the stipulation for settling it out was all of the nurses and doctors who were let go were to get their jobs back immediately.
Wow.
And with, all the back pay that they would have had.
Good.
And so,
I had not heard that. That's great.
Yes. So a lot of these hospitals that they settled that out on purpose. Mm-hmm. They did not want that getting into the court system.
Right. No.
That would be really bad. So now a lot of these healthcare facilities across the country are, A, happy to be restaffing again, mm-hmm. But they are going real kind of radio silence when it comes to the jab, and they're saying, oh, you have a religious exemption? Okay, good to go. Mm-hmm. Come on in. You know, they don't want to push that whole jab thing too heavily. So
coming up, one of the reasons to leave places like California, and if you're a freedom-minded person, if you're a liberty-minded person, get yourself to New Hampshire, is the fact that you might not even have power soon.
Right.
You might not even be able to... The power bills are going up. There's no doubt about that in a lot of places. But you may not even have power for which you can pay because they've run out in some places in California. They're having blackouts again. We'll talk about that coming up here in moments. You can join us as well here on Free Talk Live.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
We'll be right back.
here. You can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. You know, we were just talking about people's obedience during the various different COVID restrictions in the United States. And now things have gotten a lot better around here, but that is not true elsewhere in the world. I just discovered that there's another lockdown. Yeah, you're pointing at your ears, Joe. You're hearing screams of the people. This is footage from Chengdu, China.
Trample for law,
This is what it sounds like at nighttime with people shouting and screaming out their apartment windows.
Uh-huh.
So you've got somebody standing out on their balcony just taking video, and you can hear the horror of people after. This is 1 week, by the way. They've been at this for 1 week now.
Yeah, last time we saw people doing this in China is because they didn't have enough. What?
It was Shanghai when they did
Shanghai last time, yeah. They didn't have enough food, and people were going out without basic necessities, locked into their houses, locked into their apartment buildings.
It was insane. We covered that in a lot of detail here on Free Talk Live. I just came across this news about Chengdu. Again, this is has been affecting the people there for an entire week. The insanity in Shanghai was just absolutely, I mean, it was beyond belief.
People fishing out of their balconies. That was crazy.
They were, the dogs and cats were in the streets killing each other because people were being kidnapped by these so-called authorities, these white suited men that will just come into your apartment and spray it with whatever the hell that chemical is that they've been spraying all over everything. And they take you out and put you into a quarantine center for who knows how long you have to stay there until they decide that you're clear or whatever and they can send you back. But meanwhile, they leave your dog and your cat in the apartment. And if they don't die of starvation, then they escape the apartment and they take to the streets. Well, the streets are empty. People are inside their homes. Right. So what happens? There's no one to feed the dogs. There's no one to feed the cats. Now, I'm sure some of them are finding rats here and there and managing to survive. But
that's if they can fight with the humans to earn the rats.
Well, that's the thing. Humans were all in their apartments for the most part. There's barely any people on the streets. I mean, if there were actual humans around, somebody would feed a stray dog, even though they're short on food, because that's just the way people are.
Or people just drop things and they survive that way.
But the dogs and the cats, there's videos of like house cats and dogs fighting to the death in the streets of Shanghai.
Yikes.
Because they were trying to eat, right? Like, they were hungry. There was literally a pack of dogs tearing at a cat, just playing with it and tearing it to pieces, essentially. So, I mean, the videos from Shanghai were just absolutely insane. And there were videos just like this with nighttime footage, big apartment buildings, and just horrifying screams of people who are suffering under these systems. So, I've got a short piece here from the Washington Post about this. They have now extended their quote-unquote week-long lockdown with no end date in sight as authorities try to stop transmission of the coronavirus as part of the country's goal of zero COVID. It's not over. The lockdown will not end until no one can test positive for COVID.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, and with the population of 21 million people, that's bigger than any city in the United States. 21 million people. That's like the that's like the population of the state of Florida in one city.
Well, they should have wore their masks. Chengdu.
Chengdu. The largest Chinese city to shut down since Shanghai imposed a strict 2-month lockdown in April, which went for more like 3, which left thousands of residents scrambling for food and spurred a mental health crisis. Even here now in the U.S., you have people who were previously all for the lockdowns and for the masks who are now coming out and recanting.
Yeah.
And coming back and they're saying, okay, this actually hurt our kids. Forcing children into masks hurt children's development.
Absolutely.
I'm sure. Like, but who didn't see that coming?
Right.
A lot of people.
Yeah, it was obvious to us.
Clowns.
Yeah, it was obvious.
There's a spiritual connection, too. It's not even so much like the disease spreading, but being able to look at people's faces is psychologically damaging to anybody, especially kids.
Correct.
Babies.
Big time.
Babies.
Big time.
Oh, my God.
You have to be able to see people smiling.
Absolutely.
Right? Like that's so important to somebody's development. I mean, it's good, like you say, it's good for adults to see, just to know you're dealing with somebody who's friendly and
right.
who's not a threat or whatever. But that's so much more true for children who have no, these kids that are 1, 2 years old going through this, seeing no adults in their life.
They depend on those facial expressions. They probably understand
right.
the communication more so right. with those expressions than they do with the words that they don't understand yet.
To me, the idea of not having faces is absolutely terrifying.
Absolutely. Yeah,
as a kid. As an adult, I found it despicable and disgusting. But as a child, it could... I mean, the amount of damage is just unbelievable. But they're still doing it in Chengdu, which, again, has been going on now for a week. On Wednesday, when lockdown measures were expected to be lifted, guess what? Authorities detected 116 new COVID cases, according to Reuters. Those followed the 121 cases recorded the previous day. We're talking about a city of 21 million people.
That's crazy.
I thought the science was in that natural immunity is a thing.
Yeah, I think the science, some people are recognizing that, but we also know that the authoritarians out there really love what they can
yeah.
get away with here, and they're going to keep doing
yeah.
it as long as they
this is
no opposition.
This is definitely an experiment, if anything. Let's just say it wasn't real. Okay.
You know, I think the Chinese people should take up arms against their oppressor.
They have no arms.
Oh, they don't have any arms.
Oh, man. I guess they waited too long to fight for their rights.
I mean, yes. they can wave their arms with their hands attached,
yes.
but they have no guns.
Right.
Authorities say residents in 16 of Chengdu's 23 jurisdictions will undergo daily testing for the virus. According
wow.
to The Guardian, the remaining jurisdictions have been released from strict lockdown, but residents will not be allowed to travel out of Chengdu, let alone their home districts, unless absolutely necessary.
And they have all of China has the app now. They all have the app on their phone.
Like the health app or whatever?
Yeah, and yep. And it'll show a green light. They got to show that every place, every business they go into, make sure it's green.
Sick.
Yeah.
Authorities, so-called, across the country have discouraged non-essential travel as China prepares for its National Day celebrations in the first week of October, followed by the Communist Party Congress. Mid-month, residents in Shenzhen were ordered to stay home last weekend after the city recorded several dozen COVID cases. So they just keep bringing it back. They were out and about, and then, whoops, somebody gets sick, so we have to lock an entire city
right.
of 21 million people. We're talking about, what is 121 out of 21 million? I mean, that's like a fraction of a fraction of a fraction.
One too many
1%.
Cases, shut it down.
You know, there are definitely some sociologists who are psychopaths out there right now who are studying this deeply on behalf of governments and
mm-hmm.
kingdoms and so forth.
Well, they're making a lot of money, sure.
Yeah. They just want to know. They're scientists, and they want to see, what can we do if we push this?
How far can we push these people?
How do we? How does this work? What's this going to result in?
Trust the science.
Trust the science.
Well, if they just wore their masks, this would never have been a problem, guys.
The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to join the show, you can. So 1 week in, and I'm sure, you know, 2 weeks, it doesn't take long before the insane videos start coming out from these lockdowns. There's more coming up, though. You can join us and share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady are mourning the death of Queen Elizabeth. A statement said the Queen was a steadying presence in a world of constant change for decades. The Biden citing the Queen's unwavering commitment to duty and the imperishable power of her example. other leaders reacting to the death of the Queen, including Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
She was thoughtful, wise, curious, helpful, funny, and so much more.
Her son Charles, the Prince of Wales, will assume the throne and will go by King Charles III. A public defender will represent the man accused of kidnapping and killing Eliza Fletcher in Memphis. Cleotha Henderson was in court on Thursday. That's where a judge denied a motion for the public defender's office to be removed from the...
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, we've got Ian,
Matt, and Joa.
And you can join us online anytime. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. Lots of stuff, including our podcast feeds. You can go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You can follow our main podcast feed there and get the daily digest of the Free Talk Live radio show, which means you get the highlights from every radio show. It's about an hour in length, about 45 minutes to an hour in length every night. So that's a big change that we've made recently to our podcast. But we do still have the full radio show available, which you can grab in various different ways. It's one of them is to go to our Odyssey channel at video.freetalklive.com. We get them there every single day. And then to get the audio-only version of it, you can sign up for our AMPS program, which is our Patreon. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com to do that. That's amps.freetalklive.com. But if you want to grab our podcast, it's free, of course. Just go to feeds.freetalklive.com, and you'll find the RSS feed there, as well as links to all those major podcasting kind of listenership platforms like iHeartMedia, Spotify, and the rest. You'll find it all at feeds.freetalklive.com. Just looking through here on Twitter, search Chengdu lockdown just to see what other videos are out there, because it's just amazing to watch what happens in places where people have been trained for their entire lives to follow orders. Right? The Communist Party there has been in charge for many decades.
Yeah, they started off by murdering a whole bunch of intelligent people, right?
If you were
too smart, you got the axe, and they left like docile followers behind.
Yeah, they don't want anybody that's a threat to the party.
Right.
Right. And so now these people, when they're told to, they go indoors, they go obediently into their apartments. But there's actually a footage here showing what happened when the announcement was made. So again, if you're just tuning in, Chengdu and apparently another city in China are on lockdown once again. Multiple cities are on lockdown. Oh, it says here it's including Shanghai. So I guess Shanghai is being locked down again. It might just be parts of the city. But anyway, in whatever areas, people are... They first thing they did was they went to the grocery store and started clearing out as much as they possibly could. There's footage of people fighting over getting, you know, a bag of sugar or whatever. There's clips, there's photographs of people stuffing entire pigs in the back of like a trunk of a Nissan or something, just driving home with a whole pig, basically.
That's scary because, I mean, pork is different, though. You know, it's like... This starts to get warm. It's done.
Well, I mean, maybe they got a fridge, like a freezer at home to put it into.
I don't know. I do not understand. Call me a bumpkin, but Ian laughs at me when I tell him that Keene, New Hampshire is by far the most populated place I have ever lived, and it is too populated for me. This boy grew up with the smell of cow poop. Mm-hmm. In the very near distance his entire life, and I like it that way, and we don't run into problems like being welded shut into filing cabinets. Well, it's so convenient to live in a big city. Yeah, go for it, pal. You can have your big city, and I'm going to stay right here, and at some point, I'm going to try to find a way to put up a big wall to keep all those city rats right where they love it, and because we don't want them
in
the boonies.
It's interesting that you mentioned being welded into something, because that's where I wanted to go with this next. And we'll get back into the U.S. and what's happening in California with the power outages, which I definitely want to talk about. But there's another video here showing somebody in the street, and they say that Chengdu, which is the city that's been locked down now for, I think it's day number 8 at this point. It was supposed to just be for a week, but now it's extended indefinitely. They were hit by an earthquake yesterday.
Oh, interesting.
And what I want you to consider here is when Shanghai was locked down for like 2-3 months earlier this year, one of the things that started happening, it didn't happen right away. It was probably 4 or 5 weeks in that in the middle of the night, the Chinese Communist Party had metal gates brought in on trucks, on the backs of trucks, and they had men attaching these gates to the fronts of the buildings, these apartment buildings. So they were literally locking people into their apartment buildings. And somebody said, like, what happens when a fire happens? I mean, these are apartment buildings.
They don't care.
Somebody's going to get, one of them's going to catch on fire, just because that's what happens, right? Look, over time.
Oh, I saw a video of them literally taking a stick welder and going door to door in these apartment buildings and welding the doors shut.
Right.
They're welding the doors to the door frame.
So the only option then is to jump out a window, right? Like, that's all you have. Your apartment building is on fire. You cannot get out the front door. You have to jump out of a window. Mm-hmm. And obviously, most people aren't going to survive that. You're going to end up with broken bones or whatever if they have the courage to even jump out, which I'm sure many would try if they're going to burn alive, right? In that case, so that's just a horrifying thing. Same thing's true in an earthquake. They've got video of people slamming on the front door, so they locked the front door to an apartment complex in Chengdu. I don't think they put up special gates yet, but they just, you know, padlocked it or whatever they did. And you've got people slamming on the front gate to this apartment complex to get out of this building. If you are in an earthquake, you probably don't want to be like up on top of a building, right? Like, you want to go down, get away from being up high. I mean, I'm not an expert. I don't live on the West Coast, but I've heard that that's the case, right? Like, if you can't get out of the building, you're supposed to go into a doorway or something like that, right?
I don't know.
I've heard these things. If you're on the West Coast and you know a thing or two about it, feel free to call in. But these people are trapped. They're trapped inside these buildings.
Yeah, if our house catches on fire, I'm just going to go out in the yard.
And they did it to themselves.
Right? They did it to themselves.
Being obedient in the first place and doing what they were told. Now you've got 21 million people who are stuck at home, and, you know, I hope that the food can keep going.
It's hard to say for people in China that live in the cities because, like, they've just been forced there.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you're living in California in the city and you don't like what's going on there,
you could leave.
You really are. You're a clown.
Well, especially if you're a libertarian, right? If you're one
100%.
If you're one of these libertarians.
There's a bunch of them out there.
Yeah. You're like, oh, well, I really love L.A.
Really?
But they want the system to change. Oh, I have hope in it, right?
Yeah.
Stop beating a dead horse or
it's insane.
You're not going to win that fight. Not in L.A.,
they
not
think
in California.
They can. And so, yeah, we'll get into what's going on in California right now where, oh, surprise, surprise, it's blackout time again.
Oh, okay.
This has happened before, by the way. It's like every year, basically. California has what they call rolling blackouts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people don't know what that even means because we've got like consistent power. The only time power goes out around here in New Hampshire where we live is if like a branch takes down a line mm-hmm. during a terrible winter storm or something.
Right. It might take up a small neighborhood or something, too. It's not going to take out like a whole city. But like, but what's happening in California, I know for a couple of years, I saw it on Reason TV, what's going on with the blackouts is because they're trying to convert all their systems to solar and anything but nuclear. They're trying to do all these other alternative mm-hmm. systems, and the reality is that the government does not know what's best for you and best for the, you know, the grid, and they're investing in all these ideas, and it's just shutting down the system, shutting down the electricity. And this is where you get the rolling blackouts from.
That's part of it. The other part is when you're dealing with government power, I mean, it's not run by a government that's like the power company is a company. It's not the government per se.
Right. But they look at it as public utility.
But it's a public utility, so-called, and that means it's a monopoly. That
right.
means there's mm-hmm. only one of them. You don't get to choose between
right.
different, you know, options as far as your power company.
It's not much difference here in New Hampshire either.
And what happened previously in the last few years, they were having these rolling blackouts. The supposed claim was that it was because of fires that were starting near some of the key power lines.
Sure, that's right.
And the reason the fires were starting was supposedly because the power company couldn't get approval from the Public Utilities Commission to raise their rates to where they could then, supposedly, this is what they claimed, they couldn't afford to pay people to go out and clear the brush
right.
from around these power lines. And so the dry brush gets caught on fire during super hot seasons or whatever, and then that takes lines down, and then you don't have any power left.
That's what the problem is with monopolies, is like not one company can really be in charge of it all. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you become desperate, and you can't raise the rates because the government says no. And
right. Well, yeah, somebody's going to be hurting if they have to pay more rates, and so there's all this push against raising the rates, and so they won't get the approval for it.
But what I'm going to say is that the government can just say no to one company, but if there were many companies handling electricity or whatever utility, they can't say no to them all, but it's easy for them to say no to one.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. There's more coming up here, and we'll talk about these green energy options, which they say they want everybody to go to non-gas vehicles, electric vehicles in the future.
But it's black energy.
We'll talk more about, I don't know what that means.
Blackout energy.
As in, there is none. It's free talk.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This Free Talk Live, phones are open here. If you want to join in, you can. Number 603-283-6160. You got a Chinese city with 21 million people in lockdown. And in California, across the Pacific, you've got people that are not having any power whatsoever with widespread blackouts. Once again, a reality for the people in California. We're going to dig into that a little bit here. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. I want to say thank you to Jake Leonard, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. It's our Patreon. Jake is a platinum level, which means he's going way above and beyond the call of duty. We only ask for $5 a month. Jake's doing at least five times that amount. So thank you, Jake, for helping us out with spreading the ideas of freedom. If you value what we do here, if you think it's worth $5 a month to help support Free Talk Live, you can join Jake over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there. You get some perks. And we certainly appreciate it. It helps us get the word out about freedom to more people.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jake. It's amps.freetalklive.com. So, Joey, you had touched on what's going on in California. And according to the propaganda arm of MSNBC or MSN.com, Evan Halper writes this story. California's risk of widespread blackouts this week is forcing millions of residents to keep the grid afloat by jacking up thermostats and shutting off appliances. Now, the funny thing about this is we've been reporting on this happening over in the European Union in the last week or so. We are expecting them to see even more restrictions as the weather starts to get colder. What with the fact that power bills are going up by factors of 2, 4, 6, in some cases 10.
Especially with power price, the price of power here in New Hampshire basically doubled.
Just about.
In a couple weeks, a few weeks ago.
The supply rates doubled. Now, that doesn't include the delivery rate, which is still about the same. So it's maybe, I think Aria did her, ran her numbers and found that it was up 64%.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's nothing to shake a stick at. I mean, that's a pretty significant increase. But it's even worse in the European Union, and they're getting ready to do what, you, for lack of a better term, would be called power austerity measures coming this winter. There's already talk in, I think it was Switzerland, that if people don't follow these measures, they will face 3 years in prison.
Yikes.
If they don't,
and that's cheaper. That's cheaper to throw you in jail.
Yeah.
I don't know what they thought about that as economically sound.
Well, they're not thinking about that. They're just thinking about obedience. They're thinking about forcing people.
Right.
And so the whole COVID lockdown thing was essentially a precursor to this. And remember, during the COVID lockdowns, the conspiracy people were saying that climate change is next.
Yep.
They're doing this to see how far they can push people. And then the next excuse for more lockdowns is going to be climate change.
My least favorite people in the world are the ones who are dismissive of conspiracy theorists. Because those conspiracy theorists are the ones who've been right more often, like
more right than ever.
I think everything they've always said is starting to come true all of a sudden, all at once. And you know, they never said it was going to happen in your face, but here it is.
It is
happening in your face. And I'm really starting to debate whether or not, you know, as a conspiracy theorist, I used to write off David Icke, and I'm starting to wonder: are lizard people really?
They are.
And don't laugh. Because they've been right so often, maybe these are actual lizards wearing human suits.
No human, okay?
It's hard
no
to think human. That any human would do this stuff. Right?
Yeah, exactly. They have to be lizards.
100%.
That's the only explanation.
I like a lot of what David Icke has to say from like a spiritual perspective.
Yeah, sure.
Kind of a new age,
I do too.
Spiritual thing.
Well, he was talking about Prince Edward's years ago. Not, I don't know specifically he was naming him, but
Prince Edward's.
What's his name? The one that hanged with Epstein.
Oh, Epstein. Yeah, Epstein's buddy. That didn't that guy just settle out of court with the one
Andrew?
Prince Andrew. Yeah. That's one of the things. One of the things the Queen never did right. Like, you should have disowned your son.
I don't think she thought it was a problem, because to royalty, peasants are just animals. They're like farm animals.
You do what you want with them.
They're not people.
I wanted to bring this up, and since it's kind of a topic, I found it really disturbing. I was watching the new Game of Thrones series, okay?
Okay.
And they are,
like a spin-off, right?
They're sort of legitimizing pedophilia.
Hmm.
And I was like, this is not okay. This is not okay that this is, I know it's a fantasy, and that show is really edgy, and like
the original show?
Yeah, they show sex scenes and stuff, and that's exactly what's going on. It's the royalty having a sexual, but they're running out of age women.
Okay.
So now this king in his 50s that just lost his wife from childbirth, now he's like, you know, he compromised, okay? Let me put it this way, he compromised. Instead of like, I don't know how old she was, but this girl had mentioned, when we get married, I don't have to lay in bed with you until I'm 13. She says this in the episode, and I'm like, oh my god. And then like the next scene, I'm spoiling it, guys. The next scene, he decides, all right, I'm not going to marry her, but I'll marry the 16-year-old over here. So now this is legitimized, because he doesn't have a choice. He has to inbreed, because they're royalty. Anyways. I was disgusted by it.
Going to watch the show?
No, I'd probably watch it.
Okay.
I was disgusted by it, though. I mean, come on.
But that's kind of the original Game of Thrones show was all about kind of being disgusted at royalty as well.
Yeah. I mean, scenes of rape and everything.
Right? Is that the idea? They want you to dislike these people?
I think that's the idea. Because, in the original series, I could go on and on about the rapings that happened. Mm-hmm. And, everyone liked the character, though. Everyone, he was a bad guy, and then he became good, and it's all this weird stuff.
Jamie Lannister. Game of Thrones opened, the opening scene was Ned Stark beheading somebody.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, wait.
Well,
he's the good guy out of all these dirtbags.
Yeah, but Sean Bean dies in every movie he's in, so.
That's right.
I've only seen the first two episodes of Game of Thrones, and I thought it was fine, but it just didn't bring me back for more at that point.
It was just kind of addicting, honestly, to watch.
So a little bit more here in California. So now they are having rolling blackouts, and as they point out here, there's all these green energy policies that are playing into this. You mentioned this, Joe. Before this week's historic September heat wave, the state's wobbly grid with a history of disrupting political careers has become a fresh target for critics of California's climate-forward energy policies. The same state that is rushing to rid its roads of gas-powered vehicles, and that is, 2030 or something, 2035, where they're planning on doing that, so not that far from now, was pleading with electric car drivers this week not to recharge during peak hours.
Are they insane?
that's all they got, right? Like, they literally have not enough energy to supply people.
And we know how that works. These are not economists. Again, mm-hmm. we realize that socialists are bad at being economists. And now all hours become peak hours because everybody wants to plug in the low demand times.
I see all these electric cars go to Nancy Pelosi's house and plug in at her house.
The electric cars is something they've been pushing real hard out there. And the idea is, this is going to help save the environment, but where's the electricity come from? It's coming from...
I don't think they care about that. And as a motorhead, you know I'm a motorhead.
Yeah.
As a motorhead, and I got into a little Facebook tiff earlier today with some dude on my friends list. He's pushing, you know, electric cars. Oh, electric cars, people are not mm-hmm. what people think they are. They're so good, and you love it. I'm like, no. I want to feel a grumbly engine under me. I want to have the smells of gas and oil, mm-hmm. and I like that stuff, and I want to hear, and, you know, I like the smell of exhaust. And
well, I certainly wouldn't want to ban it from you.
Well, here's the thing. An electric car, if you've ever been near one, they're easily hackable.
Yeah, sure.
Tesla has mm-hmm. a direct line to the car, and they update it on a regular basis.
So if they want to remote control
you. They have taken away certain services from certain cars, and yes. the owners mm-hmm. who own the cars didn't find out until they went to the gas pump or whatever they call it.
Right.
And, you know, it's like, oh, well, they updated my car overnight and blah, blah.
You went to a third-party repair shop, and next thing you know, you voided your warranty.
Yeah. And what happens when the FBI, the biggest gang of scumbags on the planet, walks up to Tesla and says, this person might be up to something. We don't want them to run. Shut off their car.
Oh, right sure. in the middle of driving it.
Right yeah. in the middle. Anyway, they yeah. don't care. Either way, you should be able to run. If you want to make a run for it, you mm-hmm. ought to be able to hop into your very analog motor vehicle. And make a run for it.
I guess it's not even devil's advocate, I guess. I do think the future is electric cars, and I do think a lot of people are going to be converting their gas engines to electric, and hopefully they're not hackable at that point. But
is that a thing? You can just convert? I mean, that's going to be very expensive.
No, it's not. Nope.
He just said convert gas engine to electric?
The first company just released that sells the motor for mounting just came out like a couple months ago. I forget the name of it.
Electric cars, the real cost is the batteries, though, right?
Like, yep, the batteries, but you can get used batteries. So there's a market. I watch this guy on YouTube called Rich Rebuilds, and he has a shop in Salem, Massachusetts, mm-hmm. and he comes over. I think he lives in New Hampshire, but he's been converting all kinds of vehicles for years into electric, and it's really not costing a lot of money.
Rich Rebuilds also LS swapped a Tesla. He put a Corvette engine in the Tesla.
Yeah, he did. He had the V8.
Well, what's one of these used batteries cost? Because doesn't a new battery is like $30,000 or $25,000?
So he converted a blown engine Mini for $3,500. To make it electric, and it has a range of over 300.
It's not hard to put electric motors on the hubs of a car, and you can do some machine work and make that happen.
More coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why: we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.